Hey folks, we have breaking news on the unemployment numbers that just came out on Friday, January 10th, 2025. And that's our topic today. We're going to talk about the jobs numbers, how that's affecting the markets as well as interest rates. And then the mortgage guru, Barry Habib, if you didn't know him, he's been in the industry for years. He sells a lot of books and presentations and everything else. He's making a call on interest rates that I'm even questioning at this time. So let's get to today's video. Mortgage rates eased a little bit yesterday. I think it was on pause just waiting for today's numbers. So we got them, and here's what it looks like. U.S. payrolls grew by 256,000 in December, much more than anticipated. So a lot of people are going to start breaking down these numbers and giving you more data. I have that data for you, and that's why I was waiting for today or this time of the day to post this video. And then we're going to show you that here real quick. But right through here, here's also the secondary thing that I want to talk about today. Barry Habib came out, and basically, let's just take it in a snapshot. I was waiting for his prediction and one other person's prediction to come out, and then I want to incorporate this in my mortgage predictions for 2025. But Mr. Habib says, I think rates will be at 5.75% to 5.875% by the end of the year. So I'll incorporate this in my interest rate video that I'll be posting next week. Stay tuned. I'm a little at odds at that. I don't think rates are going to go that far, but I hope Barry is right in this case. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have today. We have our average hourly earnings month over month and year over year, basically in line with what was projected. And then we had the payroll numbers just come in. So let's get over to this Rick Santelli, or not Rick Santelli. We have Steve Leisman today interviewing the Chicago Federal Reserve governor and his take on today's employment numbers. Let's take it away.
We are pleased to be joined by Austin Goolsbee, Chicago Fed president. Austin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great to see you again, Steve.
I hope you're happy to be the first guy out of the box to talk about this jobs report, which is, double the estimate? How does it make you feel about, first of all, the U.S. economy, and I think, second of all, whether or not jobs are increasingly representing a source of potential inflation to you?
Well, I think you're never going to hear me complain that we got 250,000 jobs. I think it's a strong jobs report. It makes me further comfortable that the job market is stabilizing at something like the full employment rate, that as we went through the fall last year, there were some danger signs that you had seen the unemployment rate ticking up for a fair bit. And now that's stabilized, it's even come down a little bit. So I think that part is strong. I think there's still a couple of question marks about over-indexing on individual job months. As you know, we've been up, we've been down, we've had hurricanes. Now we got fires. We'll have to see what that's going to do to the numbers. And we had quite a strong Christmas season. And if you look in these jobs numbers, you had a very big positive private sector job growth in the retail sector. So we're going to still have to process through, was that a sign of the season and then it will slow down, or is that a sign of general consumer confidence and consumer spending is going to remain strong going through this, through the beginning of this year?
Austin, the chair and others as well have said that they do not see the job market as a source of inflation. Is that changing in your mind?
That has not been changing in my mind. I don't see it as a source of inflation. If you look at wages for 2024, I think the wage number was 3.9% growth. That's pretty close to consistent given what productivity has been running with 2% inflation. Thus far, to me, the job market looks like stabilized at full employment, not an indication of overheating.
There's so many things to ask you about. I know my colleagues are eager to do so, but one more from me, Austin. And you have interest rates really going the other way. Is that consistent with your outlook and what the economy needs? Is it something that the Fed needs to address? And how do you explain why the Fed cuts rates in the long end has gone up so strongly as it has?
Well, look, if you look at the long rate, for the people who say that's because of expected inflation, that can't really explain it. If you take the TIPS measures of what inflation expectations are, that explains at most maybe a third of what's been happening. I think some significant component is factoring in that if growth is going to be higher than what people thought, the Fed's the speed at which the Fed is going to be reducing down to neutral is slower than what they thought is going to be a more shallow rate path, if you want to call it that. And so that will affect long rates because they're just adding up a whole bunch of short rates. And I think there's a fair bit of uncertainty about policy, coupled with, as Sarah was saying, you've seen an uptick in some business confidence. And if you think the growth rate is going to be higher, I think that could be contributing to it as well.
So do you still want to be cutting rates this year?
Look, it's not what we want. It's what will the conditions authorize or justify. I still think, look, for all the discussion about inflation, if you take PCE inflation, which is our 2% target, and you ask, over the last 6 months, what has inflation been? The answer is 1.9%. Through all of the bumps, the inflation rate since the bump in first quarter of last year, we've seen pretty stable inflation that's been coming in around where the target is. Even the core has come down. I think the last 6 months core is about 2.2. So if conditions are stable and we don't have an uptick in the inflation rate and we keep having them come in around 2% with stable and full employment, I think that the rates should go down to where they to what I consider to be neutral. And so 12 to 18 months from now, they would be a fair bit lower than they are today. The thing that will explain, justify the speed at which we do that are going to be what happens to conditions.
So he leapt out. He sits on the Federal Reserve. So he's even saying they're data dependent and things. So here's with the stock market. Here's the biggest concern with the stock market right through here. The bad news behind all this, the Fed is into a dilemma. Should they cut? Should they do what? And he just said the markets are anticipating slower cuts or no cuts. And that's what's making the markets deteriorate. So what we're seeing right now is the Dow Jones is down over 600 points. S&P's down almost 2%. NASDAQ down 2%. But the VIX right over my head, it's up almost 20. That's not good. That's meaning the equity markets are really nervous right now. Cryptocurrency's up a little bit. Not really quite sure why that. But here's another thing scaring the situation. Oil's almost at 80 bucks a barrel. 80 bucks a barrel is hugely inflationary. So I would be more concerned about oil than the jobs market at this time. So that's the consensus right through now at this point. So he's saying that the Federal Reserve is basically just going to be data dependent at this time. But he's liking this scenario of where we're at. We have good job growth. We have wages at about 4% growth each year. And we have a GDP in our economy right now that's about 3 or 3.1. So that's telling us the economy is really good right now. He's also saying there's a lot of anomalies right now into the bond market, especially with mortgage rates. But once the policies and everything come into place and the markets get an understanding of new policies and how that's going to affect inflation and everything else, you'll start to see, hopefully, Barry Habib with his call at 5.75 to 5.875 by the end of the year is on target. And I'm sure hoping so for my case, as well as you guys out there looking to buy that first house. If you're looking to buy that first house, why not use me? Okay, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I work at ServBank, one of the country's largest mortgage servicers in the country, and we're also a huge mortgage broker. So my slogan for 2025 is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to 20, 30 different lenders. How do we do this? Well, we're a broker with a system that actually will allow us to scan the entire country with every bank we're set up with and be able to offer you their rates and their programs. So why not do, like I said, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to make sure you're getting one of the best rates in the market, as well as the lowest fee structure. And you're also able to use my team with our experience, our licensing with all over the country, and all these investors that we have in the background to help you navigate the housing market. If you're looking to buy your first house, maybe buy a rental property. I even did a video yesterday on how I would buy a second home in this market. So check out me and my team at therateupdate.com. If you're ready to put in that application, you can do so right there at the top. But what we'd like you to do is schedule a consultation. Because if you're looking to buy a house, think you're going to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in a home, please vet the people you're going to work with. So set up a consultation with me, Alan, or Dave, or even just call us. You can do that right down below. Our 800 number is right through there. It's 844-775-5626. Or you can email me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. If you have a comment, instead of leaving it down there, if you really want to comment my answer to your comments or a response, please just email me and add your phone number. I'd love to talk to you. Thanks for watching. I'll be back here later today to show you how all this mess ends for the day. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.